Alright, so I'm in the part where y'all are talking about games, and the only thing that ever comes to mind is, whoa, Black Betty, bam-a-lam, whoa, Black Betty, bam-a-lam.
And this is why they hate us. Welcome, ladies and jelly spoons. It is me, that one black guy that you know. And it's the other one, that bald-headed chicken fucker that we know.
What's good, bitches?
That's right. Welcome to another evening of who the fuck knows what's about to happen next. As you can tell, I am now indoors, technically outdoors, but still indoors, so there'll be no weird Nissans that have been revved up for no reason to hear in the background, hopefully. So we've got that going. So what is on the rocket docket, you bald-headed chicken fuck?
Yes, I realize you said that for the small majority of our listeners who like your satire.
Yep.
No, it's not much, man. Same old shit. Same old shit.
It's groovy.
Fucking living the dream.
There you go. There you go. There you go.
What's new in your end of the world?
Start my new job tomorrow. It's dating this podcast, but yes, I start it tomorrow.
All right.
A few short hours.
That's fantastic.
A few short hours, I will be working for somewhere else.
You know what that means, right?
After a certain date, yes, we will tell the fabled story of why it's fun to talk like this out loud.
Yes.
Be stupid.
We will tell the band story.
Yeah, that's correct.
I'm looking forward to that night.
Of course you are.
Yep.
You fuck. Oh, you know what I found funny?
What's that?
Was the YouTube video that you sent today.
Which one?
And the African gentleman.
I love that.
Is it a seahorse? I have no idea. Like you see, it's out of water.
So, yeah, I love that dude.
The guy's super fucking funny. And then the problem is, after I listened to it, I was doing the voice. Mm-hmm. And I was like, God damn it. And then I remind myself of that conversation earlier going, do you just like practice this? Like, yes, in the mirror as well.
Yes, yeah, exactly.
You there, Puerto Rican boy.
Yeah, no, I've watched a good majority of his videos. He's pretty fucking hilarious. I think I sent one a while back about him doing a review on this girl's video about why you shouldn't let this woman near your animals.
I don't remember that one. Yeah, I'll have to watch it again. I'm pretty sure he's going to say something terrible.
Oh, no, she says something terrible, and he responds.
Oh, God.
So her entire video is trying to convince the pros and cons of having sex with your dog.
What?
Yep.
Excuse me?
Yep.
The pros and cons.
Yep. And he responds. I sent that via Facebook. See, you should always click on the links I send you. They're always full of fun entertainment.
Oh my God. I can just imagine. What the hell is wrong with this woman?
Yeah. Pretty much. Yeah, the fucking. She's like, so one pro is that they have really long tongues and can reach really far places. And he's like, of course they have long tongues. They are meant to lick and clean their ass of shit, not clean shit out of you.
Oh, that's so gross.
Yeah.
Who? What in the? What? How in the fuck? It's got to be for shock value. There can't be a reason or way.
No,
that's
no. I've seen this chick's videos before. This is like old shit. This is like 2010, 2011. This is a legitimate human being that was involved in bestiality and tried to work her way into the porn industry.
Reminds me of Clerks. Man, I miss my donkey.
For
years, I actually thought that. Yeah. For years, I actually thought that was Kelly. You know the funny thing is? Because that guy's name is in the movie, it's Kelly.
Yeah. Kinky Kelly and the sexy stud.
That's right. Kelly could be a guy's name too. Ow! Ow!
Yeah. So, in full disclosure, I worked for Kelly Grimm at the time when I first saw that movie. and he was my boss, and he had his own little office. And his shift was about to start. It was probably 15 minutes before start of shift. And I was in there just bullshitting with fucking Graham. He's like, will you get the fuck out of my office, please? No. And I was like, yeah, okay, I guess. And so I walk out the door with this big smile and surprised look on my face. I was like, everyone, this guy's going to cornhole that ass. And he's like, what the fuck did you just say? I was like, oh, you haven't seen the movie yet. It's okay. You like
that. Sorry, I'm laughing too hard.
So there was like, it was a mixed group that I worked with at the time. There was a couple older cats, you know, 40s and 50s, who obviously had not seen the movie. But there was a larger demographic of younger individuals such as myself who had recently just watched the movie, same as me, mid drinking soda and spat Dr. Pepper out of their fucking nose.
Pull that ass.
Yeah. Yo, guys, get in here. He's gonna cornhole that ass. It was great.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Oh, sorry, Kelly. I hope you actually listen to this, because that's fucking funny.
No, those fuckers stopped listening a while ago, I guess. I don't even know if April's still listening anymore. It's hard to say.
Damn you, April.
I know. You fucking crazy cookie scarfing ass. I don't know where that was. Yeah. Oh, shit.
I don't know where you're going with it, but sure. Why not?
So.
So what the hell were we supposed to be talking about? Because we started talking about, you know, crazy that you think is a seahorse, but it is out of water. And then it says it's getting a burger. I just love the way he says burger. A burger.
Amputees and their employment on The Walking Dead.
Didn't you ever... That's the only place they can get work besides, you know, Monty Python.
I don't know. I think it'd be fucking funny as hell. I'd leave the wheelchair at home and just get really heavy padded leather gloves. And just start crawling at people in fucking Walmart or some shit. Yeah! It'd be fucking hilarious.
Crawling at people.
It'd be fantastic.
Yeah, I'm sure that'll go over great.
Good stuff. Look, I've got legs.
I hate you.
You like bread?
A little lizard humor for everybody. Yeah. Got legs. Do you like bread?
I don't know. I don't think I would enjoy a wheelchair. I'm pretty sure I'm too big of a bitch to deal with any kind of handicap, amputation, wheelchair boundness. So that, and I like speeding in cars too much.
Are you sure?
No, dude.
You could have put a motor on that motherfucker and get going. I couldn't
deal with that shit. Either that, or would turn into something like Mad Max, and I'd wind up killing somebody inadvertently. Oh, just on the walk with the family, and the dog got caught in the spokes. Just,
oh, Jesus.
It wouldn't go over well.
Dog got
been more tragic
if I
had said one of my children. I'd like to think that I'd be more cognizant of their whereabouts. You know, so.
Right. I'm pretty sure you are. I don't think that's something to worry about. Or maybe they deserved it. You never know.
What, they hit them with a fucking, like, spiked hubcap?
Where the children would be, because you don't run them over with your spokes?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, if you got giant gnashing spikes sticking out of your wheelchair wheels, probably wouldn't go over very well if you hit somebody with it.
Or...
Yeah. It
would be great. You just got to do it on purpose. You know, for the person who likes to... You know, draw on people's windshields. I don't think. That much of a big deal for you to run somebody over with a fucking wheelchair.
I used to think it was funny to have my kids hit them in the fucking Apple shopping carts. So
I know I would. Fucking kidding me? That's what you get for asking for the fucking curious.
No, I would hit my kids. I would think it was funny when they were pushing the carts.
Fruit Loops again, you little bastard.
Yeah, no. No.
Oh, well, that's way different.
So one of my statistically favorite
actually,
things,
actually, now that I think about it,
one of my statistically favorite things to do is when I have my kids,
yeah, let my 3-year-old push the cart. What are you doing?
Behaving or minding, I make them hold onto the cart. Which, when you have as many kids as I do, that's a lot of hands holding onto the cart. Which means you're not going to fit down the same aisles as other people trying to come the opposite direction. So I just look like this fucking Mighty Ducks flying V of humans coming down the fucking aisle. It works out pretty well. People tend to get the fuck out of our way.
That's because you have like
do what I can.
You're going to start fielding fucking sports teams soon.
Yeah, well, you know.
So yeah, fucking crazy bastard. Flying V of humans. Yeah. It's you can't
put
you
the worst one at the
could.
Front of it so you can be the hood ornament of the shopping cart. Get a whole hockey team out there. Bumper, you know, protect. Make sure I don't run into any expensive merchandise. You fucked up the most, so you're now the shock absorber. Okay.
There you go. You there, yeah. Tim? Tim.
So, fuck, are we talking about, man? Oh, yeah, God.
Wasn't, did you find that comedian that did the thing?
Yeah, that
it did the thing that we basically do on a nightly basis. Free speech in this talk country in general.
Whatever. They have freedom of speech in Canada as well.
It's not
We're
even
not
in
the
this
only
country.
Ones in that. Yeah, so there was a comedian. I think his
That's
name
true.
Was Mike
I'm not,
Ward.
Not denying
I
that.
Think. I would have to look. Pretty sure it was Mike Ward. But Mike Ward was telling jokes in Canada, like you do, because they buy their fucking milk in bags, you fucking Mounties. Maple syrup sucking ass clowns. Let's see what else I got. Anyway. I might come up with something.
Sure. Any more Canadian
Loose
jokes for you?
Forest fuckers. Okay, I'm done now. Moose.
There you go.
Moose lip forest.
By the way, that's all the right. title of this episode: "Way of the Moose Lip Forest Fuckers."
You have fucking yep. mooses, hockey, and maple syrup.
Carrot holster.
And from what I'm told, fuckers. You have great Molly. But anyway, I digress. So anyway, Mr. Mike Ward, I think again was his name. He was telling jokes, and apparently there was somebody in the fucking audience who was challenged. Oh, wait, we don't have PC in our podcast. A person who was fucking creepy and retarded. Or had something fucking
we don't
wrong
care.
With them. They were jacked up in some way, shape, form, or other. Both physically and, I'm assuming, mentally. Anyway, they apparently took offense to his improv satire. And they sued him for a outrageous amount of money. I've seen multiple reports, everything ranging from $35,000 up to $140,000 was the final cost. They sued him and won, and
fuck.
He tried to appeal it, and he still, right now, apparently has to pay at least $35,000 or $40,000 for quote-unquote damages. Frankly, by looking at them, I think the damage has already been fucking done. But that's neither here nor there. But yeah, has to pay them that amount of money. And the judge
right.
wrote some fucking long-winded shit and basically just one hypocrisy on top of the other about freedom of speech and this, that, and the other. But yet he was being sued and punished for what he said. That didn't cause any violence. It was interesting. Kind of sad name. I don't know. I would have to pull up the video and look.
I just want to know
I
what
didn't
was
get
said.
That far. Yep.
He made a joke
yep.
about somebody who was mentally challenged
and sued him for it.
They took offense.
Yep.
And then sued him for it.
I think it's kind of fucking sad, personally.
That's just incredible.
I mean,
I agree.
Yeah, because that was like literally the last
that
thing that
the way things end
the freedom of
being,
speech aspect
but...
that we still like had going for us that people couldn't sue for is hurt feelings. But now apparently that's a thing courtesy of some fucking judge in Canada, is hurt feelings are a sueable offense. I mean, I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, we can be glad that it hasn't happened here. I guess the only thing we've come close to that happening here, it's always sad to always bring shit back, conversations back to Trump, but when Trump tried to sue Bill Maher for Bill Maher making a joke about him, saying, yes. Hey, if you can't prove that...
Sorry.
Ooh, I'm
should be fixed. Speaker.
And now I'm echoing.
I don't know why it's on fucking speaker.
I mean, all the things that should be fixed. Oh, look at that. It's no longer Apple, bitches.
Yeah, that's still functioning.
Look at you and your Android.
I don't know why I put you on speakerphone. I got a text message. It's echoing. Threw you on fucking speaker. I'll just turn on the speakerphone volume. Is that better now?
Somebody else while we're talking right now. Am I not important to you?
Okay. Can you still hear yourself reverberating off your fucking end?
Hello? Hello, hello, hello?
Oh, still? Really?
I don't think so. A little bit.
All right.
That's not too much. Very lightly.
Okay. Fuck you.
Wow. Yeah, no, it's good. Nope, there it is.
Nah, my son texted me, so I had to open it.
Yeah, it's slight, but it's not that bad. Ah. Nah, no worries. No worries. But yeah, this kind of goes back to when Trump tried to sue Bill Maher for... for basically making a joke that was obviously a joke, because he said, hey, if you can prove, because Trump said he was donating money to something, he said, hey, if you can prove that you're not the love child of orangutan, that I will donate $1 million to your charity. So Trump took that seriously and then produced a birth certificate. I think it was about the birth movement. He produced a birth certificate his own birth certificate.
That's fantastic.
To show that he was not the love child of an orangutan. And then Bill, he fought it, obviously. He's like, I'm not donating $1 million. It was a joke. And then the judge, he's like, no. The Trump's like, no, you made a promise. They took it to a judge, and the judge's like, no, this is obviously a joke. You're out of your goddamn mind.
I don't know, man. This fucking country's just about undetermined to do stupid shit.
So, it's possible. I mean, yeah, there's a lot of people driving by right now. But, I mean, I really want to know what was said. Like, what could possibly have been said that's not nearly as it could be as bad as anyone else has said something? I mean, like, we've said some fucking stupid shit. I mean, yeah. I've said some pretty shitty things. You've said some shitty things. Fucking, I'm surprised no one's sued. Who doesn't? I'm just a little dumbfounded. It's a little dumbfounded at the moment. Hello. Apparently, we're all alone now. Me and the listener. The one of you. Have you been enjoying yourself so far? You can take this time to answer out loud. I can hear you. No! Really? That's good. No? What do you mean, no?
Who the fuck are you talking to?
Jerry, are you back now? Who the fuck are you talking to?
I'm talking to you.
I didn't hear a damn word you said.
Oh. I was trying to watch the video about what the guy said, but it was an 8-minute clip, so I was trying to fast forward.
Oh, yeah, it cut.
Oh, okay.
It cut you completely off. Well, I mean, I guess you're still in the recording, but you were, said nothing. So I was like, I took that opportunity to be very creepy to him.
You just said hi randomly to people walking down the street. Or are you talking about within the podcast?
Hey.
Oh, I see. Both.
Yes, I was like, well, hello there, people that walking down the street. How are you doing this evening?
Are you counting?
Yes. Did you know I can sound like an African at will?
Sure.
So, what are you... Why are you walking down the street?
Why are you wearing that bullshit on your head?
You know it's dark?
Yeah.
It is dark and cold out here. It never gets cold.
Okay, now you sound a lot Asian.
Look how big are these houses.
Yeah, you got Asian.
You got Asian all of a sudden? You know, it's close. It's close enough. There, it's not synced on it, but it's close.
So are you still fucking getting reverb from off of my end with the speakerphone thing? Should we just end here and pick it back up?
I do not know. A little bit. If I get loud.
All right, well, I'm sure either my kids or you are going to get loud, so I'm going to say restart. Restart.
You want to restart? When do you
right
want to
now?
Restart? Oh, okay, I guess I'll
Well, you don't have to redo it. We can still keep what we've done, but just fucking call it. You're doing it again.
Yeah. Jesus, crazy. Of course. Wow.
It's a bad touch. It's a bad touch.
Hello. Hello there.
Yay, back to not being on speakerphone. Hello.
Out.
You're breaking up. Fuck you.
God. We've been together for so long. It's so sudden.
You have too small of a dick. I can't be in a relationship with you.
Oh, I'm sorry. You're not the one that's anatomically correct for ass play, so I don't know what the fuck you're talking about. Oh, damn it. You know what's going to happen now? Paul's going to rip into us so bad. God damn it. I fucking ran straight moon-pied face into that wall of stupid, didn't I? God fucking damn it. I can't even take it back, and I'm not even going to edit it out because it's too good. It's... Oh! I have the power to make so this never happens, but I'm going to hear it forever. I don't care. It's worth it. It's, I mean, it to me, it's equivalent to put it on my ass. Quick, do it. Put it on my ass. Put it on my ass.
I was going to say it could be worse. You could have screamed, put it on my ass. So
that's true. That's true.
We'll eventually have to tell that story at some point.
I think we have.
Did we?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
We're old people. Like, did we tell that story? Oh, so back in my one of those times.
Did I ever tell you about the time? Yes, you told me about the time. Why don't you go out and have some new shit happen to you? Say, have some new fucking stories.
Yeah, no, hold on. There's a time I was playing Modern Warfare with my friends. Yeah, that's us.
Okay.
That's us. But it's okay. We keep talking anyway. They keep
I know that we need to be in the same nursing home when we're older, if it goes that far. As much as I would hate the idea of being in a nursing home, as long as I had someone like you in a nursing home with me, that's going to be some fun shit.
Yeah. That's the only way I would actually be able to do it, too. I'd rather not be in a nursing home, but as long as I know I had some good friends with me, I think it'll be fine. Yep. We get to go fuck around? Done.
I'd wait till you were like in the community room or some shit trying to work on a crossword puzzle or do some intelligent shit and I'd do a fucking drive by with a bedpan.
Catch me, you black fuck.
I just envisioned that whole scenario too. I'm sitting there going, what's a four letter word for fornication?
Smack.
Fuck! Oh, there it is. I got it. Thanks, Jerry. You fucking Nazi shithead. I'll get you back.
Fucking come wheeling into your head with my pillowcase over my head with two holes cut in the center.
Ooh, come on.
I told you for the 19th time, it's not fucking funny.
Yeah. Ripping down maroon holiday decorations. Look at me, I'm the Grand Dragon, bitches.
Oh. I imagine that what you did is you stuck the ball fucking Christmas ornaments, like little hoops on your ears, and you're just running around.
Fuck yeah.
Like big ass earrings and shit, this random ass shit. I'm the Grand Dragon.
They're just,
like, I'm gonna
they're
roll
just fucking...
D20. We're gonna see what the fuck happens next, bitch. How about that?
Yeah. They're just fucking with the nursing staff and shit. Hi, do you know who you are?
I'm Batman.
Yeah,
that's been a family joke forever. That's a treasure. You got to be careful with that one. And yes, I would do that too.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
Great.
Yep. Just make up fucking new story. Yeah. I I would totally have some fucking fun with the idea that they expect me to be senile, only be perfectly sound of mind, kind of.
You're a pretty one today there, Steve.
Yeah.
My name is Greg. Stop doing that. Hi, Steve.
Can you wipe my ass? I pooed again.
That's not poo. Look at me. I'm a Pez dispenser.
Yep. Hashtag drive-by.
Oh, I would wake up every day knowing the nurse is there and go, I'm Batman! Loud as fuck. Every single day. Hey, come back here. Oh, and then one day for a not Halloween, we'll just call it not Halloween. We'll dress up as Batman and the Joker and run and chase each other throughout the nursing home.
Fuck yeah. I can't wait to be on that Thorazine ride back to the room.
What did you do today? They were playing Batman again and they just decided to knock shit out.
Yeah.
This time, Joker poisoned the fucking water supply. Wait a minute, what?
Oh, fuck. We'd convince some woman down the hall to fucking unplug her monitoring system so all the fucking nursing staff thinks that she coded, and I'd get on the intercom. And one of you is the trigger man! This hero!
This bomb is armed! This bomb is mobile! Yeah.
Exactly.
Oh my god. And I'll sit there and go, here's a lovely, lovely voice.
Reclaim this facility. Yes. We want pudding.
We would like tea.
Yes.
We want chocolate pudding. Damn it. Damn you all. Unlock the porn stations. Reclaim this facility.
Yeah, I totally have fun.
Bring this back to its former glory.
Oh my god.
Fuck. We're never going to get admitted to an old folks home.
If they fucking hear this shit, pretty much self-destruct from the get.
Somehow, some way in the universe, it will work out that the person that has to do it would be like, wait a minute, were you those two that did that really weird podcast back in no, maybe, yes. We are going to reclaim this facility. Yeah, no. Oh my god.
Yeah, my wife already told me she'd help me kill myself before she'd help me be committed to a nursing home. Because she knows what I do.
But we're going to go in together and we're going to be great. It's going to be great. We're going to make it great again.
Yep.
I'm still laughing about
piss off our fucking one of you is the
trigger man.
Yeah. Piss off the fucking nursing staff. That's okay. Another quaalude. She loved me in the morning. And a reference.
Oh, I'm crying laughing. That's what's happening right now.
Yep.
Oh, this last 20 some odd minutes.
Take it all old and wrinkly. Say hello to my little friend. Yeah, there's all kinds of fucking great quotes that can be worked into that situation.
Yeah. Yep. Hey, baby, can I see your carrot holster?
Yeah, I already fucking do that shit now. I remember one time
that's not right.
Hospital, and I'd fucked up my back or did something to my back. I don't remember what it was, but there was an incision there, and they're like, "Mr. Brewer, I need you to roll over, please. Don't I get a kiss first?" Yeah.
Oh Jesus!
Sitting right there. Don't I get a kiss first? Not as high as a fucking kite, mind you. But
oh well, yeah.
Nonetheless.
I woke up from my colonoscopy saying I'm Batman, but apparently didn't say it loud enough, and they're like, "What?" I was like, "Never. I'm fine. Never mind." Just ruined. I hate you people. And I looked, and there's my stepdad. I'm like, "I tried."
I tried. Oh, so that's the inside joke.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that story.
Oh, not literally. Yeah, because it's been a joke between my mom and my stepdad forever. When you wake up from something from the hospital, you just wake up going, are you okay? And we go, I'm Batman. But yeah, I tried it. It didn't work. It didn't work for me. I just didn't say it loud enough. I didn't have enough conviction. I just got woken up from the purple fall or whatever the fuck it was.
Fantastic.
So, next time, if I have to wake up from something like that. Whoa, what the hell? Is that the Alphabet Warriors aliens? What the hell is it? You looking at text messages again? Jeez, it's crazy.
I'm a very important person.
Apparently. What if you was a trigger man?
Yes.
God, now I have so many different titles I want to make this episode, but I still have to stick with what, Moose Fucks and Tree Fucks? Moose Lips and Tree Fucks or whatever?
Moose Lip Tree Fuckers.
There it is, Moose Lip Tree Fuckers.
Yeah, buddy.
Yeah, we're going to get a lot of listens on that one.
Yeah. Hey, guy.
Tonight we talk about Canada. Not really.
Hey, guy. Hey, buddy.
Hey, guy. Yeah, everybody here is square. Nah. I don't know what the fuck voice that was, but okay.
I was imitating the Canadian voice off of South Park.
I was me trying to be a gangster from the 30s and also this Canadians from South Park. I don't know what happened.
That's an interesting crossbreed you just came up with there.
I'm an interesting crossbreed that just came up 30 years ago.
Oh, Rio.
Yeah, anyway. Damn it. What the fuck are we supposed to talk about again? Nursing homes. No,
some poor fucking comedian who opened his mouth to say something funny and got blasted by the law.
Could you imagine, like, every single time we said something like that, we got like a small fine? I think I'd be poor.
Good luck, bitches. You can't get blood out of a turnip.
Right? I think we'd be institutionalized.
Yeah.
I don't know. At some point, we would just not have enough money. We would just rack up a bill. We'd just go for the high score.
I wouldn't pay the first one. What are they going to do? Make harassing phone calls? Ooh.
I think at some, I guess at some point it ends up being like parking tickets. Once you have enough of them, you can just be jailed for it.
Ooh, how am I going to pay you now? I'm not going to make any money making license plates.
Yeah.
I'm still going to be talking more shit, probably more while I'm in prison.
Yeah, exactly. For me at that point, it's just, I'm going to rack up the high score from wherever I'm at.
Oh, yeah. I would totally go for high score on that.
All right, I'm going for higher than the population of Earth, bitches. Let's do this.
Put it down.
Hey, what's Jeff Bezos is worth? That's what I'm going for. I want to see if that motherfucker would pay my bill.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just, God, can you imagine shit people would be in around here? I wonder if that, are you gone again? It's nope. Just us again. Nope. Wait, who?
Hello.
What? Hello. Hey.
Oh, you motherfucker, you. What do you mean you don't think I played? I was a flying wheelie sniper, you jackwagon. God damn it, don't you remember that time that I blew my fucking nuts to pieces running off the mountain with 6 smoke bombs pointing down? It was fucking glorious.
And I was wondering what would break first, your phone or your spirit?
No, that was just I don't know what happened to the fucking sound, but you went away, and I was like, all right, just hang on. I got a fucking poo diaper to change, and I got to take a piss, and I know it's going to happen if I go to leave right now. So
your phone?
Yeah, sure. We'll go with that.
All righty then.
Make you feel better.
I will do the rest of the interview in this voice.
The interview? Oh, I see.
Yes, that's correct.
What the fuck's on Cyber's mind? Okay, I can't wait. Go ahead. What's your first
what
question?
What are your feelings of the proletariat?
The proletarian?
Sure.
That's not even a fucking word.
Sure, it isn't. Exactly, small child. You sound exactly like your father in a bender in a nursing home.
Yeah.
All right, yeah. Enough of that shit.
Yeah, I had to think about that.
Right. That was a fun moment. Aren't we supposed to be recording the ad?
Oh, yeah.
We had all these plans for what we were supposed to talk about, and then we did our thing.
Yeah, we sometimes have a rough outline of what we're going to do or what we're going to say, and I don't think, aside from the comedian being sued, we've talked about a single fucking one of those things we talked about.
Nope, I don't even remember what the hell they were.
No, I don't either.
No, we used to have things planned. You know, like
maybe in the first episode.
Like, oh, we should talk about these things. Or, you know, like vegans or people sawing things. What the fuck is that?
That was my vape.
Oh. Don't you know teenagers die from that?
Good.
Okay, good. Should have them anyway.
Yeah. Just... whatever. Who fucking cares?
Don't have to use it.
No, they don't actually die from it.
It was the jewels. That's what it is. Not to be confused with the jazzles.
Have we talked about this on here? I feel like we have, or maybe it's just you and me separately.
No, we have talked about it on here.
Okay.
Yeah, we're doing that old man thing again.
Yeah. God damn it.
How I feel about them damn grapes.
Dude, when you and I are on the phone, fucking minutes turn into fucking hours, and hours turn into days, and I don't remember what we did or didn't talk about, so it's kind of hard.
Everything turned into a life age. Yeah. Life and universe flashed before me, but I was sent back.
But no, fucking, yeah, the kids aren't dying from fucking that shit, or at least not the stuff that I'm fucking using. Yes, I vape, but, I mean... The only way a fucking kid would die off of the shit that I vape with is if they fucking just drinking the juice like it was fucking apple juice or something. I mean, yeah, if you fucking pounded that much nicotine into your system, it'd fucking kill me, you know, but other than that way, in which case, if you're stupid enough to drink it and eat Tide Pods, then, well, I'm sorry, you don't deserve to be on this fucking planet, you're a moron.
I just thought it was funny that those things are still locked up. If you go to, like, a store... Tide Pods are still under lock and key.
No, they're not. That's just in California where you're extra stupid.
I just think it's delightfully just dumb. Tide
Pods aren't locked up in Iowa. They're not.
Well, they should be.
Why?
Just like the Sudafed and the baby food.
Yeah, and there should be warning labels on microwaves that say you shouldn't put your kids in here or small
Did
animals.
Did we talk about that story that fucking Ego used to tell people?
Or you shouldn't put your fucking baby on top of the car and then drive with it.
I mean, how else are they going to get, like, our Six Flags experience?
I don't know, man. I'm so fucking tired of us being the only species that saves the week. It's not even funny. So.
Well, that's not necessarily the case.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
That's the case.
It is not the case. There's
you shouldn't have to put warning labels on shit that should be common sense.
Okay, I agree with you on that, but we are not the only species that protects their weakest.
Oh, yeah? What's another one?
I think wolves, when they travel, they put the weakest in the front.
Wrong.
Okay, Trump.
Just saying. They don't. Okay. If you fall behind in nature, dude, fuck you. They don't wait up for your ass.
Okay.
They might do it for a little bit, but they don't do it for forever. That's not a thing.
Well, that's what separates us from the animals, for the most part.
What, the fact that we try and save the weakest person that drags the rest of society down?
Yeah, because we're trying to build up those people so they don't.
What?
Drag everyone else down.
They are dragging everyone down. What about the environment? They take shits.
Do you really want to go into an environment talk right now?
They take shits. They eat food. They're fucking burdened on resources and the medical industry. Let these people die with dignity and move the fuck off.
And that wouldn't fix the environment, though, would it?
Sure it would.
Not even close.
Just do what they do in the military with fucking shit that has expired its purpose. They just set it on fire and give one of the lower ranking privates a stick to stir it like he's making magic brew. That's just what they do.
Yeah, that's exactly what's going to help fix the environment.
Sure.
Set it on fire.
it'll fucking be a new project.
That oil rig's not working anymore. You know what you should do? Set it on fire.
We'll just fucking do it. You know, give NASA another project because we stopped exploring space a while ago, apparently. We'll just fucking you know, start jettisoning our dead weight into fucking space. That's what we can do with those people. We can fucking use them as test monkeys, and instead of shooting goldfish into space, we'll fucking try and send the quadriplegic people to Mars or some shit.
It's the ultimate fallacy of the utilitarian argument is just because if you lock up or you enslave 10% of the population or even 1% of the population doesn't make it right just for the benefit of the 90%. No, it does not. So jettisoning those people off into space does not make it right. Even if it somehow, some weird, sick way, it does solve problems, which it wouldn't. Did you not watch 300? See what happens when one of those comes back? Everybody gets fucked. All right.
I'm just a firm believer in fucking Darwinism. Just saying, survival of the fucking fittest, man.
I agree to a point.
Then you don't agree.
I agree with you to a point. There should not be warning labels on everything. But
what happens to those people who don't have those warning labels?
They're gonna get hurt, and they're gonna learn not to do that shit anymore,
or they're gonna die. Okay, so.
But I'm not saying that we should just say fuck them all. That's different.
We shouldn't let them be around, breed and procreate with the rest of the popular, intelligent individuals in the population.
I do think that's interesting, though, that those that are generally have higher intelligence don't reproduce as much as those have lower intelligence.
I never said to be a smart motherfucker. But I know not to fucking put my dick in a light socket.
There you go. I'm just fucking with you, buddy.
Nah, it's all good. I know I got lots of kids.
Yep, just spreading those crazy ass poo writing dreams. That's all you're doing.
Yep. Gotta do it.
Oh. I love our little talks.
I think that's like your favorite story of mine, is that I rode on somebody's car.
I have a lot of favorite stories of yours, but that one always surprises the shit out of me the most, literally. Because when you told me that, I'm like, but Jerry, it's poo. Like, you were touching poo. And you're just like, yeah, so, and it's mine. I don't care. What? No. You wrote on some, and then, like, they just, like, imagine them trying to get it off with their windshield wipers and just smeared shit all over the place. I think part of it's also because I would never think that in a million years, out of anger, shit in a bag, freeze it, and then write all over something.
No, I didn't freeze it. I didn't freeze it.
Oh, you just went right from straight from the source to in the bag to go?
Yeah, I grabbed the fucking Ziploc bag because I didn't want to get shit on my hands.
Well, obviously.
And I needed a way to apply this. I wasn't going to sit out there like fucking Bob Ross with a paintbrush. And,
So, I mean, you're also going to pop a squat right on the car because that's too obvious.
Yeah, that's pretty, and in decent exposure, you know. So I fucking just grabbed
laws you're breaking.
Block gallon size bag, fucking went in the bathroom, precariously positioned myself to drop a deuce in said bag, and fucking took the bag back out, twisted it up like I was going to frost a fucking cake, cut the fucking corner off, and away I wrote.
Cyber was here.
No, I think I exactly wrote is I like blue crayons or clear or some shit like that.
Oh, fucking hell. I like blue crayons.
Yep. My favorite flavor of lube is blue.
My favorite flavor is blue.
You know, something along those lines. I'm pretty sure it was fucking I like blue crayons, I think is what I actually wrote. So.
Yeah, that sounds like something you would write.
I don't know, I was a fucking asshole. I took my goddamn parking spot, and I was fucking late for work. So, I'm like, fuck it. Make myself extra late for work and get a laugh out of it. And revenge. Was a twofer.
Hear that, ladies and jelly spoons? This is how you get things done. Somebody pisses you off, take a shit in the bag, get the right.
That was better than going and having a nigga moment and fucking getting my ass hauled off to jail.
That's true. That's true. That's very true.
I mean, it's not like I'm body slamming someone over a chicken sandwich.
Yeah, that's right. Oh my, you know what, how funny that I just like that, those two things just clicked in my head just now.
Yeah, did it?
I feel dumb.
Yeah, you should.
Like all those fucking Popeyes instances were just escalated nigga moments. Somebody stepped on somebody's sneakers and somebody threw a fucking chair and that was it.
Yeah. What did
you
say?
You ain't got my chicken sandwich, nigga.
No.
I just stepped on your chicken sandwich.
Oh God, I can't even fathom that. Yeah. That's what, oh God. I mean, it's shit like that that actually causes a race to look bad as a whole. Because it wasn't even just an isolated one-time situation. That was just
a bunch of people fighting over chicken sandwiches, yeah.
Yeah, it was just repeated over and over and over again.
Yeah, it don't look good.
All the bullshit on fucking Black Fridays. Oh my God.
Oh, I didn't even. Is this supposed to be a race thing again?
It could be.
Like I didn't do any Black Friday shopping. I didn't even do any online shopping for Black Friday.
Do you know what happens when Black Friday comes around? Do you know what my honest first gut instinct reaction is? It's like they're fucking sounding the alarm for Purge. I want to fucking board up my house. That's what my initial gut reaction is. I don't fucking go anywhere. The doors are locked. Like, yeah.
I mean, there's got to be some people that like enjoy being in that scenario, being in that weird mass fucking mindset. Haven't
seen the crazy that goes on in it,
or they have. They must have.
Or well, okay, there are also the ones that just like in the Purge decide to let their inner crazy out. I mean, I used to work at fucking Walmart when the fucking Black Friday shit first started. I saw fucking, now granted, it wasn't race, you know, orientated then. That was a white-on-white crime. But I saw a big fucking muscular white dude punching an old gray-haired woman in the side of the head for a Razor scooter.
Jesus Christ.
I saw fucking women swinging their handbags with, like, fucking weights in them. Like as fucking maces.
Jesus Christ.
I saw people getting body slammed and shoulder checked and tripped and shoved and punched and kicked. And these just like a fucking riot. It was literally riots. This miniaturized in fucking stores. For stupid shit. For fucking 25 cents off bootleg fucking Cheerios or some shit. It's fucking ridiculous.
It's like that South Park episode. Fucking Stan gives himself the eye patch and it acts like it's the Game of Thrones fucking shit.
Yeah, probably. It's fucking insane, dude. Black Friday is fucking insane. I would not be a part of that shit at all, ever. Nope.
Like, this is what gets me about Black Friday shit, is that every year, just like it feels like with Christmas itself, it keeps creeping up onto Thanksgiving. Like, now Black Friday starts Thanksgiving Day at 5 o'clock.
That's just because certain retailers want to get a leg up on other retailers.
Well, I mean, some of them start at 5 p.m. and then like all over video games and stuff that we play, Black Friday stuff for on the games is 4 days.
Yeah.
It starts on, midweek and then ends like a day after Cyber Monday.
It usually starts on Wednesday or Thanksgiving. I don't remember which. And then it goes through till Monday.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's not crazy because no one's like hurting any other people besides their own wallets. Because I can imagine people fucking wailing out like crazy on certain things. Because Jesus Christ,
oh yeah.
I kind of stayed away from MCOC just last thing because I've been fucking around. I just been kind of it. Not that the game is a chore; it just kind of felt like a chore. Yeah. So I stopped. I kind of slowed down on it. So I don't even know what the Black Friday sales are. I know one of them was for a 6-star champ, and it was like $1,000.
Yep.
And I was like, holy shit. Couldn't imagine dropping $1,000. And like, but for one single character is $1,000.
Mm-hmm.
Just nuts.
Yeah, I think it's absolutely fucking insane. I think, honestly, they're encouraged to make bigger and more bolder fucking things like that because someone's going to do it. They just want to find what that threshold is that someone will not do it. You know what I mean?
I mean, it's one of those. This keeps harkening back to South Park episode, unfortunately, but it's the one with the Canadian freemium game that they did.
Yeah,
You just keep putting $10 in it. Like, we don't need to get... It's a free game. We don't need everyone buying stuff. We just want to target the 20% that do. Yet have the gambling addiction.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, that's enough.
Yep. No, fucking...
And I can see Future Fight why that is, because there's so many different things to upgrade, so many different things you need to do just to get to the next thing.
So that game is really good, in all honesty. I mean, I've obviously played a lot of free-to-play games, but that game is really good with the amount of shit that it gives you or that you could in-game earn easily. Like, if you save your credits just from doing your dailies and completing it throughout the course of the month, and then you get the other 30 at the tail end of the month, plus you level up all your characters, and then you get fucking crystals for leveling up your characters to 50 and so on. I mean, you can earn, just if you did the monthly daily shit, you can earn over 2 grand crystals in a month. It's not hard.
Level up each their gear, and you gotta level up your agent level, your shield level, your raid level, everything has a level.
So your shield level and stuff like that, that all goes up as you level up your characters and your experience in the game. That's not something that's a paywall, or there's a pay to win in that regard. There's nothing to pay to get yourself that up at all.
Well, no, but there's so much shit to fucking level up, man. And then uniforms even get leveled up. You can buy a uniform, and then you gotta level the damn thing up.
Yeah, but you level up the uniform by playing the character wearing the uniform.
True, and then to unlock the next rank, you got to do what? Have more biometrics, more of this, more of this thing, more of that.
Bios or feathers, or, yeah.
Yep. Like, everything has a thing, and then there's the energy, which at first, the game fucking spoils you shit with energy, and then after a while, like, after I used it all, like, oh, I don't have any more. Oh, this is poop now. Because I was just basically, and because the game's very easy to autoplay, just to let it roll, which is what makes it so goddamn addicting. But then, like, after a while, it's like, oh, if you want to keep playing like this, you need more energy. If you don't have the energy, you can't do it.
I also got to thinking about that. If your Venom wasn't leveling up, it might be because you're auto-playing.
No, auto-playing still does everything just fine. I think it was just a weird glitch.
Gotcha.
Everything's fixed now. Everything's
but,
fine.
No, the full fucking Black Friday thing, coming back to that, it's just fucking madness. But yeah, stores can kind of do whatever the fuck they want on that. You know, fucking Walmart doesn't want to compete with Target, so they'll fucking do it the day before.
I'm pretty sure by next year, or the next 5 years, easily, we'll have Black Friday sales starting in store the week of Thanksgiving, like that Monday.
Yeah, it's entirely possible. I mean,
because I don't think anything is sacred anymore when it comes to that.
Black Friday was something the fucking retailers started anyway, talking about the best deals of the year the day after Thanksgiving. They started that fucking quote-unquote holiday. I mean, they could do whatever the fuck they want with it, you know?
Yeah. I mean, it's just like seeing Christmas shit in September. It's just going to keep going. I don't see it ending. Like, I know I got emails from Target saying that they're doing a pre-sale, or like a preview Black Friday sale.
Yeah.
Well into November. Like November 15th, around there, I was getting emails saying, hey, we're going to do a Black Friday sale soon. You know, check out our deals now.
Well, what they used to do on Black Friday is that they would be so secretive about what their sale was going to be. I remember working for a factory that printed all of the ads for all of these companies, you know, the shit that was inside of your, like, Sunday paper, that kind of stuff. And they were so secretive about what their ads were. Like, we had to sign disclosure agreements, and like other people in the facility weren't allowed anywhere around the machine that was printing all of these ads. And before they could leave the factory, they had to be like wrapped up with fucking cardboard and plywood and stuff like that, like put in their own little crates and shit like that. And they were escorted into and out of the building like fucking money by Walmart employees, you know, crazy shit like that. And inevitably it would always wind up fucking getting out, you know, 2 days early, 3 days early, because the whole thing was back then was they wanted to keep everybody in suspense. That way they didn't know in advance what the sale was going to be, so they couldn't plan out, okay, first we go to Target to get this, and then we'll go over there to get that. They wanted just the fucking mobs of people bum rushing. And so stores started to become more transparent about that kind of shit, I think, to avoid the mass violence that was ensuing the first 5 to 10 years of fucking Black Friday.
No, I think they like the violence shit. Anyway. I think they like the violence that it's like having an online product or something, or and the website overloading that first day because you have so many people using it. I mean, yeah. Yes, it's a bad thing, but it's also a good thing at the same time.
I don't think fucking the stores at large like the violence, because you have to think, you know, if they got nothing but fucking bad press year after year on Black Fridays, eventually the only people that are going to show up is going to be the crazy motherfuckers. You know, the average consumer, you know, the mom or dad camping out to buy the new Tickle Me Homo Omo, they're not going to show up because they don't want to fucking deal with the drama or bullshit. They're not going to want to catch pepper spray to the fucking eyes and get clubbed in the back of the head with a brick.
That's understandable. Or you can just do what some people do and show up, because Black Friday deals, some places are all day, like technically all day.
Mm.
So you just show up at the weird ass hours when no one else is there and shop then.
Yeah. Oh, they always got the doorbuster deals still. You know, if you're there within the first 2 hours of opening and all that shit.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, yeah. It's a fucking madhouse, dude. It's fucking crazy.
I couldn't do that shit.
I think the only store that's taken a proactive approach to that has been Best Buy. You know, as far as having like gates and shit to form a line and only letting people in, like they do like a relay race. They have a start stopwatch for allowing people into the store, like, okay, you can go. Okay, you can go. Okay, you, like almost in a club, you know what I mean?
Or you mean like that one guy at the top of the water slide trying to protect people's lives?
Yeah, pretty much. Same shit. I think that's the only store that comes to mind off the top of my head from videos that I've seen that's taken a proactive approach. Fucking Walmart, they just fucking open up the fucking doors like it's the gates of goddamn Gondor. Just...
The gates of Mordor have been opened.
Yeah.
Unleash the fury.
Yeah. And then here comes all the fucking orcs. Fucking storming.
I want a TV.
Yeah.
TV. I want a boombox.
Yeah.
Then give you get me fucking iPod.
My precious.
But yeah, it turns
my
into fucking
Lord coffee rings. Maker.
Yeah. It's just fucking insane.
Yeah.
Just fuck, and it's all by people who fucking ought to know better, but it's all for the guise of saving a couple of bucks. Like one video I saw from this year was like this big fat fucking black woman, huge fucking black woman, picking this white woman. These people were in their like 30s, 40s, I'm pretty sure 40s. This white woman was holding on to this box of pots at like Sears or some shit. A fucking pots and pans. Some fucking pots and pans. This woman, this white woman was on the ground sitting on her ass like fucking, you know, like she's an NFL player holding on to the football.
Oh,
fucking holding on to this box, and this fucking big black woman is picking this woman and the box up off the floor and dropping her on her ass, trying to get this white woman to let go of this fucking box of pots and pans because it was the last one.
Oh my God. Yeah. Don't they know? Amazon is a thing, people.
I know.
But still, I mean, I guess you probably think you get a better deal if you go get the thing yourself, because, you know, I try not to Amazon. If I'm going to go get something, I'd rather go physically get it.
Yeah, I personally don't even like large crowds. So, like, it would already be a bad situation for me to be there in the first place.
Oh,
much less
I wouldn't,
the first time I saw somebody pushing my woman.
Yeah, I wouldn't. I still wouldn't go to a large crowd shopping scenario either.
No,
I'd rather just go off season and buy it. It's more expensive, but I'm not going to be picked up by some very large man that really wants this coffee, this Keurig, you know?
Yeah.
I don't need that.
No.
He's like, you know what, Steve? You can have the Keurig. I'll go get a different one. I don't care that that's the cheap one today.
Yeah, no, like I said, I don't even like those situations either, like large crowds, fucking people breathing down your fucking neck or, you know, pushing on you. The only time that I'm all right with that kind of shit is when I'm in a concert. Other than that, I expect everyone to be civil human beings, and I have a personal fucking bubble, and I expect you not to be in it. Just, I don't know. I'm weird about that shit. But,
I think that's probably the reason why I haven't been to a lot of concerts, besides that, you know, I don't have a lot of money to do that kind of thing. What is that buzzing? You playing with your lightsaber?
No, I got a fucking notification for Future Fight that my energy is now full. Return.
Oh, look at you. Mm-hmm. You know what character is good so far that I've been playing with? Slapstick.
Yeah, he's pretty good.
I do not regret picking him up at a whim.
Yeah, no, he's good.
Yeah, that was a very strange whim. His leader skill is stupid, but he was a pretty fun character.
A lot of people's leader skills are stupid. Alex, stop.
Oh my God. Speaking of letting out the gates of Mordor, holy crap.
Thank you. Alexander? Hey.
Ooh, got the full name on that one.
One.
Ooh, getting a count.
Two.
Uh-oh.
That's what I thought.
Never get to three.
I don't have to. He knows. He knows what happens when I get to three. Dad's not fucking around anymore.
I don't remember if three's happening either, because I was two and then
like. Because you don't remember them.
Exactly. It's just the. Why am I wearing different underwear than I was before? And I'm wearing different clothes.
Yeah. I'm laying in the street. I'm in a new surrounding than what I remember being in last. What day is it, Papa?
We are now driving. Cool. Yeah. I'm glad the seatbelt's on this time.
Oh, yeah. You fell asleep in the car, buddy.
Sure.
Did I?
Last I remember, I was in the living room. And I didn't taste funny. And things didn't taste funny.
Yeah. What's that strange metallic taste in my mouth?
I don't get it.
Yeah.
I think I still have all my teeth.
No, he knows that I don't mess around. I'll whoop his ass or fucking pop him or any of that, but he knows I'm not fucking around. I mean what I say and I say what I mean.
Well, that's right. I actually read a study that corporal punishment of children at small ages is actually supposed to be very detrimental to them. And I was thinking back, I was looking through like a list of six things that are supposed to be detrimental to children at a certain age, that when they grow up, you know, things end up going awry when they get older. And I remember reading the list going, wow, my dad did like all of these things. That explains so much.
It's supposed to be detrimental to them?
Yes.
Like what kind of
development?
What kind of capital punishment are we talking about here?
Corporal punishment, like it's not like a spank here and there. It's one of those, like, if you, like, smack the living shit out of the kid for, you know, no apparent reason or shit. Like, it's I can't remember where the hell the list was. Where, do I have this saved somewhere? Oh, you know what? That reminds me. I've been saving random news stories. Where the hell does this go? Doodle-doo. This is lovely podcast viewing here. Listening. Viewing?
I think, I think a crack on the ass is perfectly fine within reason. I mean, if you're fucking Babe Ruthing them up out of their fucking shoes, then I think that's excessive.
No, yeah. But so here it is. It's science says the most successful kids have parents who do these five things. They limit screen time.
Yep.
They don't spank.
Yeah, okay.
This one says during a study. According to a bunch of studies conducted in recent years, corporal punishment has multiple detrimental effects on kids. It can lead to aggressive and a defiant behavior, increases the risk of mental health disorders and cognitive problems, and can negatively affect the parent-child relationship.
I can see that within reason. The only thing that I can say to counter that would be, and I totally agree to a point, is that if your solution to every situation is to spank a kid's ass, you have just played your entire hand.
Right.
There is no punishment scale. I think the punishment should fit the fucking crime. Yeah, and if your solution to every infraction, whether it be the kids not eating their dinner, to they drew a giant fucking dick penetrating the president on the wall, if your answer
how
to good every
is just drawing,
I'm just saying, if your fucking, you know, hypothetical solution to every infraction or disciplinary situation is to whoop a kid's ass, then you have just played all of your cards. You have just skipped all of the levels and gone straight to fucking endgame. Because what are you going to do after you beat their ass? What are you going to do after that? You're going to beat them harder. You're going to beat them more. You're going to start using objects to hit them. I mean, what are you going to do?
Yep.
I mean, you've already done everything you can do by rights.
Like, I know, like, because that's how I grew up. I got with my ass kicked and everything. So when I moved to my mom when I was a teenager, they didn't hit me. But when I did stupid shit, they're like, well, just take it away. But at that point of growing up, I've already had the shit kicked out of me so many times that, like, I don't know how you could punish me at all. I mean, yeah. I was kicked out of my house at, I want to say, like, 10 or 8 years old by my dad. Said, you're going to go sleep outside. You need to go walk to your grandmother's house. We figure that shit out. And I didn't. But, like, I don't, there's so much, there's not so much else you can do to punish someone. It's like, oh, we're going to take away your Xbox or whatever. But I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
What are you going to take away? Like, I'll just go sit in my room. You're going to take away the room? Are you going to take away my books? What else are you going to do?
Yeah.
Go ahead and punish me at that point. I was very Taoist. I was very Buddhist monk about it. Like, go ahead, do what you're going to do. I'll just figure out something else to go do.
Yeah.
But, like, that's the attitude I ended up having after 13 some odd years of just getting the shit kicked out of me. So
it wasn't very detrimental to your health. If anything, it made you stronger from the sounds of it.
Well, yes and no, I guess. I know not to do that to my children.
Yeah.
Children, if it happens that way, I don't know. Mm-hmm. But I know that I would never do that to my children, child.
Right.
I wouldn't do that. It's just not who I am. I will find other ways to punish them if it comes to that. But
yeah.
I'm not saying I'm never going to spank them, but if they deserve a spanking, they're going to get a spanking.
Yeah. Yep. No, I mean, it also depends on the cognitive level of the child too, you know. I mean, but even when it reaches the your kid needs a crack on the ass situation, you still have to tell them at the end of the day, look, I love you. You fucked up. Don't do it again. You know, you have to reassure them afterwards. Cause yeah, if you just, take that, you little sumbitch, and you fucking leave the room and that's the end of the conversation, that's your punishment for being a prick. Then yeah, there's no mending the bond because you've just broken the trust of that kid.
That's essentially what happened to me. I don't remember ever there being a conversation on why I got hit, or it was just one, I should know why I got hit.
Yeah, well, I mean,
you know,
somebody skipped some fucking steps there. You know? My mom used to fucking always say, before I got my ass cracked, this is going to hurt me more than it's going to hurt you, because she didn't want to fucking whoop my ass. But, you know what? I needed my ass whooped. And my old man, you know, he was put in an interesting predicament, you know, being a stepdad or stepparent, if you will, you know, by legal standards, but I always just called him dad or pop, you know, but he only had to threaten me to whoop my ass once, and that was enough. That fucking gorilla, man, I couldn't imagine how bad that would have hurt, but he never did it. He always had more creative ways of punishing me, and it was usually through physical and manual labor. It just, I had to work and work in sucky ass conditions, and you know, I basically kicked my own ass over the course of the day.
Right. So,
about the worst punishment that we got around here, especially for the older kids, is they get smoked, PT'd. You know, wall sits, push ups, planks. Alex, someone's about to get popped in the ass right now. You better go sit down. Go sit down. I don't know what your problem is with your brother today, but you're pissing me off. Sit. Fucking Corbin grabs a car and tries to run away, and Alex just chases him and fucking tackles his ass. Anyway. But no, fucking PT, you know, fucking push-ups, planks, wall sits, shit like that. If anything, it's twofer. One, they're being punished. It sucks after a little while. You get fucking smoked, muscle failure, and two, you're getting stronger out of it. So it's also nothing, no different than a fucking PE teacher would do. So
that's true. I remember what we were supposed to be talking about, because I started looking through my news feed here and I'm like, oh wait, it was a news story about some stuff that you thought was mildly racist.
Okay.
And then I also, one of the things that I wanted to read, or like, there's two of them now that I just scrolled. One of them was, I don't know if you actually heard of this story, but a prosecutor was actually shot to death in court.
Oh, okay.
The gun that was used was used as a piece of evidence. The attorney who was prosecuting a home robbery, when a loaded shotgun was brought into court and was added to evidence, somehow, as the police officer that was doing the testimony was trying to pick up the firearm, it went off and struck the attorney in the hip, and they died.
Struck him in the hip, and he died.
Or she died, I think. Either way.
Must have hit the fucking artery, then, I'm guessing.
Yep.
Well, there's a, yeah, there's it, a lot wrong in that situation. Oh, okay. Well, I'm going to say either that's a very convenient inside job, or someone obviously doesn't know the fuck all about proper weapon safety.
Like, because as I was reading the story, when I first read it, I'm like, how the fuck did they not unload this fucking thing before they brought it into court? But what happened was the judge, when the police officers went and found the suspects, there's like five suspects that stole the shotgun from a family and some other shit. The judge allowed the shotgun to be brought back to their house, to the family's house, because they needed it for protection. So, you know, months, days, however long goes by later until they get prosecuted and they're in the trial, they go pick up the gun, and I'm guessing nobody decided to unload the motherfucker or do anything about it. They said, oh, can we have the gun back? And they're like, sure, handed them the gun. And then it goes into the courtroom, and then the police officer handles the gun. It goes off, bang, hits the attorney.
All right.
Fucking crazy.
Yeah, kind of one of the basic rules of gun safety. Treat every weapon as if it's fucking loaded. That's right. Fucking gun safety 101.
Like, I just don't know how the fuck no one unloaded that fucking thing before it went to the court. You know, let's just double check. Because, you know, they had it for protection, so obviously they must have loaded it.
Yep.
So why the fuck didn't anybody unload that goddamn thing before it was in court? I have no idea.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I mean, yeah, there's a lot of fucking wrong with that situation. There's a lot of
somebody fucking died for it.
Yeah. They didn't treat the weapon as if it was fucking loaded. They didn't open and show clear. It was brought into a government building without being thoroughly checked by the security of said government building, but it was being brought in by a cop, so you would have thought. But
yeah,
it was just an awful lot of assumptions made. You know, didn't point the weapon in a safe direction. Pulling the fucking trigger on a weapon in the direction of a human being. There was a lot wrong in that whole
fucking
scope.
And the officer is being charged with a culpable homicide.
Well, yeah. I would think at least a fucking wrongful death.
Yes.
Negligent discharge of a firearm. Definitely. Totally. Yeah, I think he should be charged with fucking killing somebody.
In lighter news, this was funny to me because, you know, that Bad News Network thing was going over the Florida man. So I found a news story that's Florida dog. Florida, a dog put a car into reverse and drove it in circles for nearly an hour.
Okay.
Yep. A dog hopped into a car, somehow into the owner's running car, kicked it into reverse, drove circles for an hour, and smashed a mailbox. There's a video on it. It's a CNN story.
Okay.
A fucking dog driving a car, and the video is delightful. It's just this car in reverse and this dog sitting in the front seat going, hi there, buddy. What's going on?
I'm fucking dizzy, guys.
Watching this car, and it's going in reverse at like 2.
Yeah.
No one stopped it. No one did shit until the cop showed up. And there's a video of the cops just standing there watching this shit as the car is going in reverse.
So when a car is going in reverse like that, number one, they assume the doors are locked. 9 times out of 10, and the doors probably are locked in most modern cars.
This is like an older 90-something car. Nope. Oh, okay. They just walked up and opened the door. Anyways.
But what they wind up usually assuming in most, or they usually try and do, rather than risking personal safety, is like, we'll run out of gas. And my thought is, you know how fucking long that's going to take? I could drive to a whole nother fucking state and not run out of gas.
Yeah.
That's your solution to this fucking problem?
There's a whole bunch of hoes just came out of this car. One of them's holding a bottle. The fuck is going on?
A bachelorette party. Or it's a hoe train.
Could be. It looks like it. And I actually wanted to, like, drive my car and go through some drive-through, some fast food, get some food, and come back. Because we've been talking forever, and I just realized I'm getting hungry again. But then I remembered, if I leave this spot, somebody might take it. And I don't want to lose my damn parking spot. That's how petty I am when it comes to parking around here. I will forego food.
I was going to say, is that your new weight loss program? You're going to fucking get lean and trim by not wanting to give up your parking spot?
Yep. That's how petty this is. Dude, I hate parking around here. I it's come to this point where I have to be this petty.
And now you know why I ride on people's cars and shit.
Yes. Because you know what? If they take my spot, I'm gonna have to do it.
Yep.
Gonna have to do it. Oh, soup season.
They're gonna have a shitty day.
Literally.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
There is another one. Here's another Florida story. It was on Fox News 14 weeks ago. That's how long ago I've been saving things to read on this.
Yeah.
Florida man attacks a jogger with a sword over a wheelbarrow left in a pile of trash.
There's a whole lot of there that doesn't make any fucking sense either.
Yep.
I want to know why the wheelbarrow is belonging to the jogger. I don't think wheelbarrows and joggers go hand in hand.
A man in South Florida was determined to go down swinging when he unsheathed the sword and attacked a jogger for taking a wheelbarrow from a pile of trash he apparently had claimed. The jogger was running in a park on July 15th when he came across a pile of bulk trash inside the street. He found a black heavy-duty cart and decided to take it home, seemingly upsetting the other man who thought he had first rights to the trash.
Who just happened to be walking around like someone off of the Highlander. Screaming, there could be only one!
Come here, Quaid.
Yeah.
The two exchanged words in dick fingers, by the way, in the nice little quotations. But the jogger quickly ran to find the home. He then realized the man who had followed him was carrying a slim red object. Home for surveillance footage shows the man removing a sword from a red sheath and swinging it at the jogger. The two wrestled over the cart as the jogger dodged the sword. The man left empty-handed when the jogger told the security cameras recording and police said. The jogger was later identified as blah, 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 said he was shocked that the man tried to kill him over a cart. When he pulled out the sword, I thought, what am I doing? I thought, is he really going to do this?
Yeah, that's what most people think right before they die.
Before a sword hits him in the neck over a fucking wheelbarrow.
Yeah.
Yeah, the man left the cart sitting in the front yard immediately following the incident, police said. Minutes later, a woman who apparently knew the suspect, according to the detective, drags the cart away while hurling insults at people.
Yeah, that's some classy shit right there.
That's Florida in a nutshell, ladies and jelly spoons.
Don't fuck with another man's mobile home.
Don't fuck with another man's wheelbarrow.
I guess. I want to, but at the same point in time, who are you to go around into someone else's yard and like, oh, well, they clearly don't want this anymore. Hey-dee-hoo, and fucking just try and take shit.
It was it's like when someone puts out their sofa or some shit or a thing of cabinets out in the lawn. You just assume that it's out there to be taken.
There's a big difference between putting shit curbside versus having a wheelbarrow leaned up against a pile of fucking leaves.
No, this wasn't. It was like it was out on the curb, kind of like the cabinets and shit was. You can see it in the video.
Huh. I don't know. Just seems awfully fucking hokey to me. Around here, when people get rid of shit like that, curbside or curbside pickup or whatnot for the trash, usually there's a sign on it or something, free. Otherwise, it's trash or something like that. But there's a guy that's, I don't know, probably two blocks away from here, that he's got a very small front yard and a fuck ton of firewood stacked up in it, and I'm pretty sure he's going to be awfully pissed off if you go up there and just start taking firewood.
But is he going to take a sword to you?
I don't know. He's got a bunch of firewood. He probably has a fucking chainsaw. I don't know. Fucking Leatherface that shit. I don't know. It's not my fucking yard. I'm not going to go find out.
Oh, you know what I think this is? The man with the sword is a black man. And the man taking the wheelbarrow is a white guy.
Look at that. I rest my case.
How's that? Yeah. Okay.
I rest
my case that I made no...
Obi Black Kenobi is going to fucking make it right. Right the wrongs of the Force.
Zoom, zoom.
Yeah. Yep. I'm not your father, and that's not your wheelbarrow. Are you gone now?
No, I was reading some stupid tweets. That were.
It's Apple. Let's fuck it up.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Yep, you're trying to do things and, you know, say good Apple things and stuff, and it's not working out so well for you. Fuck you, Steve Jobs. Your product is poo. Should have stuck to making computers, you filthy white Jew. Question.